had over at the pound this evening.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Just like 4 feet down the road.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you fell over.
Backwards.
And this way?
Frontwards.
Or?
Forwards.
Forward. Either one.
You know which way Annie Godwin is?
What's that?
That's either way.
When you, my daddy tells me to go somewhere, he just said, just hand a goggle off over that way.
That's either way.
That's just any direction.
Do you use that?
Yeah.
How would you?
Just either way, any direction.
Uh-huh.
Just hand a goggle.
Uh-huh. And say if you had been fishing, and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no. What a one. No.
Not a one.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say nary?
That's right.
Yeah. How do you use that?
Just say not, didn't catch a nary one.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to write it, but you can say it anyhow.
And, you know, when you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts, those
fur.
Are... Uh-huh. What do you call the horse that walks in the fur when you're plowing with two horses?
Team.
Well, what do you call the horse that walks in the fur, though?
Well, you have to have three horses. You're going to plow down a fur. Lead horse.
Uh-huh. How do you have the...
Or ox.
How do you have them hitched together?
You could have one out ahead of the other two.
Mm-hmm.
If you have three. You got the two hitched together, you can't make one of them walk in the fur if you're plowing in the fur.
With a single tree behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already...
She got through that single tree and double tree. You.
Say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, and say you...
Underbrushed it or cleared it.
Uh-huh. And a crop that hasn't been planted that year but comes up anyway, that'd be called a...
It'd just be a volunteer.
What sort of things come up volunteer?
Oh, tomatoes, watermelon, anything that seed can stay in the ground. Oh, yeah, corn. Anything seed can stay in the ground, you know, worms or something. Heat it up, ground up or something.
Leaves
don't.
Of
course, a lot of seed
won't.
Huh? They're not good. They're not good.
They're not good.
Nothing next year, you know, regardless where you keep them.
And fodder is tied up into a
bunk.
And then they're piled up into a
stack.
Uh-huh.
Of what is?
Fodder.
Fodder.
What is that?
It's the leaves off of the corn. You never did pull no fodder, Joe. Huh?
The only time I said fodder is because I was getting fodder on that road.
You never did pull no fodder. I tell you what, you get out there about September and it's getting hot and pulling that fodder and that old dust, all that stuff getting down your collar.
Don't feel bad, Joe. I didn't know what fodder was until he bought a steer, and he said it was fed on fodder, and I said, what's fodder?
Man said that's the only thing that steer had ever had in his life. He said all he wanted was fodder and yellow corn.
That ought to mix good with chicken manure and that.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, he was he weighed 1,200 pounds, and he was a Jersey, and the man graded him choice. I had Murray kill him down there, and the man graded him choice. He dressed 64%.
You know what choice beef is?
What are the different grades? I've heard of choice.
Choice, and good, commercial.
Doesn't that thing look like
prime?
Choice.
Prime.
Prime better than, yeah.
If you got an old rasp, it would be out there in that bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out here and let me see if it's there.
Ain't no young enough in here?
They aren't.
Well, tell them to get that rasp for Joe. I think it's one of them.
He's going to say to me, what's a rasp?
Everything that they trim the horse's feet with, it's rasp down. Tell them that thing looks like a file. They had it there the other day doing something.